Welcome to Spectrum, a daily public affairs presentation of WCSM. And now, here's Spectrum, the talk of Mercer and Auglaize counties.
And we welcome you to Spectrum here on 96.7 The Wave. I am your host, Kevin Sandler. We have a great event coming up in a week at the Wright State University Lake Campus in Salina. It's the first ever Lake Campus Wine Festival, a very nice event that kind of ties into the returning Governor's Cup Regatta. And so we have Samantha Johnson, Director of Campus Engagement and Events. Dylan Wood is the Director of Development and Alumni Relations at the Lake Campus. And it's good to see you, too. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So let's kind of get into it, talk about the details. You know, people come to the Lake Campus between 4 and 8 next Friday. I think they'll find it, you know, pretty quickly. And So let's hear, like, what this is and what it's all about.
Yeah, sure thing. So at the event, we're going to be featuring 6 local Ohio wineries. And guests will be able to enjoy 10 tastings to sample wine, cider, and meads from all of those wineries. Included in their ticket is going to be a sampling wine glass that they can take home, as well as some snacks and light refreshments as well. We're also going to have live entertainment at the event from Adam's Stall, and then we're also going to have a food truck on site, so that will be Jen Fit and Fresh, where she's going to have a nice menu to select from as well if guests are wanting to enjoy a meal there.
Outstanding. And we're talking the hours of 4 to 8, first of all.
Yes, and, correct.
We're talking also about just $25 a person, I understand.
Yeah, yep. So that $25 is going to include everything that I just mentioned. Tickets will be $30 at the door. So if you want that pre-registration price, make sure you grab your ticket before Friday, June 20th, which is the date of the event. And then we're also offering $10 designated driver tickets as well, which means that you will get to enjoy all the activities at the event minus the tastings.
I also understand, too, there's several raffles and giveaways, including a chance to win VIP tickets to the Governor's Cup Regatta. And I remember from when the regatta was here before, that's no minor thing. You get to go places, you know, if you've got the VIP tickets.
Yeah, so we're super excited to offer those to guests at the event. Also included in your ticket, you will be getting a raffle ticket to get a chance to earn one of those prizes or some other prizes that we're going to be offering as well.
And again, you mentioned you have a sampling of local favorites with 7 wineries and breweries. Now, some of these names, I think people are going to be very, very familiar with. Others might be new to them.
Yeah, so we just reached out to local wineries in the area. So I'm sure most in the area are familiar with, you know, the winery at Versailles. But we were just trying to get interest from local Ohio wineries, and we were really glad to get some from close here in the area and a little bit further out to get them exposed to our community here in Salina.
And these again are regional wines. You know, people probably would be surprised that that there is such a variety in wines, and there are so many local wineries that are around and doing quite well.
You know? Yeah, and for those that might not be wine fans, but if you enjoy cider, some of them also offer cider. So we'll be offering cider at this event too, if that's something that sparks your interest.
Very nice, very nice. And you know, the other thing too is the lakeside views are relaxed summer atmosphere. It almost sounds like one of those nights you were hoping for back during the long cold winter, right?
Absolutely. I'm still new to the lake campus, and every day I see the lake right outside of our building, and it's just amazing that we have this amazing, this great lake right next to us. This is a great opportunity to have a community event and welcome people from the area, not just alumni. Of course, we would love to see Lake Campus alumni there, but we're also inviting anyone from the community and surrounding area to just come hang out on the lake with us.
And you know, the neat thing is, and I'm glad you have that, you know, that at the door option, if you will, for tickets, because sometimes people don't know they can come until the last minute, you know, but probably going to get some people from out of town. The regatta is going to draw some out of town visitors for sure.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So we were intentional in scheduling this event on the Friday evening before the regatta, just to invite those that are coming into town for the event to do something, you know, the night before, learn more about what things we have in the community, or just for those that are local in the region as well. If they're wanting something to do Friday night, we also have an event for them.
Another thing also is, you know, obviously the chance to connect with friends, the local community, Wright State alumni. And Dylan, that seems to be kind of your category.
It is. We have a lot of Wright State alumni here, Lakers and Raiders both. And we just want to be a place where you feel like you can come back home, you can come back onto campus and visit anytime you want.
Excellent, excellent. And, you know, you had mentioned, too, that, you know, a food truck being on site. I love the idea of guiltless desserts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of a concept. I guess at any point you can say, I'm having dessert and I'm not feeling bad about it.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. And we think that that's going to pair great with some of our wine options. She's also going to be offering some sandwich, salad, and snack options as well, such as pretzels and queso dips. So we're excited to have her there.
This is also, it's open to the public. Need to be 21 or older to participate with your valid ID. And I think at some point, when they check your ID, it becomes a compliment.
I would agree with that.
And, you know, so another couple things as well. Free parking, by the way, so that people know that. You know, there are bottle purchases allowed, or people might say, you know, this is really good. I would take this home. Off-site consumption for sure, but I imagine most people will kind of stow that away and take it home anyways, you know?
Yep, absolutely. So the event will be taking place at our campus. So for those that are not familiar, that's located at 7600 Lake Campus Drive, and that's here in Salina. And we have a large lot, so there's going to be plenty of parking. No need to worry about that. We also have 6 docks on campus as well. So if you want to travel by boat, you're more than welcome to join that way. The event will be right on the lake, so no worries there. And then the Blue Goose Shuttle will also be offering rides to and from our campus that night. If anyone's wanting to use their shuttle service, you would just have to inquire with them about their pricing and availability.
Also, you know, in the unlikely event of inclement weather, because I'm warding it off, we want nothing to do with that, but you know, things happen, and so don't forget the event. If that happens, you'll simply go into the beautiful Dickey Hall and would still have a great time.
Absolutely. So, yes, this event is going to be rain or shine. So we do have an indoor event space that will be just as beautiful as the outdoor event space. So, yeah, we're really excited. Either way, it's going to be great.
That's like the wind at your back when you know, hopefully it doesn't rain. But if it is, it's not a catastrophe. We plan
exactly.
for it.
Yep.
So, excellent. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, talk about how the idea for the festival, you know, came about. We'll certainly, you know, talk more, you know, about the event, your attendance goals, and some additional, you know, details as well as we continue our spectrum with the Wright State Lake Campus.
Introducing the new Dell AI PC powered by the Intel Core Ultra processor. It helps do your busy work for you so you can fast forward through editing images, designing presentations, generating code, debugging code, summarizing meeting notes, finding files, managing your schedule, and responding to Jim's long emails. Leaving all the time in the world for the things you actually want to do. No offense, Jim. Get a new Dell AI PC at Dell.com/AI-PC. How those ahead stay ahead.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/music. That's ethos.com/music.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-298-9532. 800-298-9532. Again, that's 800-298-9532.
Hey, we're back here on Spectrum talking to the Red State Lake Campus, talking about the Lake Campus Wine Festival the week from today from 4 till 8 at the campus with Samantha Johnson, Director of Campus Engagement and Events, and Dylan Wood, Director of Development and Alumni Relations at the Red State Lake Campus. And people can sample a variety of regional wines, a relaxed summer. Tickets, you know, a giveaway at $25 for pre-registration, $30 at the event. I wanted to ask, you know, kind of how the idea, if you would, came about.
Yeah, so this is kind of a twofold event. I would say it's all about the connection and community piece that our campus plays in our region, but also as an educational space and just a resource hub for our students, but then also local community members. And it's all about bringing together local alumni.
All right. And, you know, that's obviously important, you know, to kind of get to do that. And you want to kind of, you know, reignite that Lake Campus alumni network, I understand, too, you know.
We do. There's a lot of alumni here in the area, and it's a great network. It's a great group of people who love to get together and reconnect and just stay in contact.
And I know there's no hard attendance goal specifically, but you know, you're really looking to get people together.
We are. And so far, there's been a lot of interest in the event. And even from the beginning, when we first started imagining what this would look like, we decided, you know, if this has 30 people or 300 people, we are still going to have a great time. But we definitely feel good about the amount of interest that we've heard and just the number of presentations we have already.
Also, you know, we talk about, you know, how you did tie it to Governor's Cup Regatta, because there's weekend, you know, visitors, local energy, people are ready to party anyways. And so you kind of, you know, gave them an early start. Right after all, what's a Friday night for? Right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're actually sponsoring that event as well. We just wanted to, you know, give them support, and we just wanted to capitalize on the weekend visitors that are going to be in the area and that local energy that that event brings.
And I understand the planning's gone pretty good.
Yeah, the planning's gone really well from the get-go. You know, we saw lots of interest from the wineries that we reached out to. And then we are partnering with the Wright State University Alumni Association to host this event. And planning with them has gone seamless. They host a very similar event at the Dayton campus, but it's craft beer instead. So they kind of knew, you know, the layout and the outline. So it's been really great working with them and getting to partner with them for this.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And the community has responded that they all want to do this. And so, you know, and, you know, obviously you want to promote, keep the buzz going. Probably a week out is good. It's interesting. Sometimes it's good to promote an event early, but not too early, because you don't want people to forget about it either.
Right, right. Yeah, so you always have to find that perfect timeline, but especially with summer coming up, you know, we wanted to get it on people's calendars a little bit early, but definitely during this last week stretch, we're going to see some more registrations coming in, so we're excited for that.
And again, more than wine, about connection and, you know, and community, to the point now where people are saying, I don't do wine. So that's fine. Come anyways. It's $10.
Yeah, absolutely. So if wine's not your thing, don't worry. We're going to have other options for you. If you're not looking to drink at all, you know, you can still come and enjoy the event. Once again, this is all about just connection and community and getting people exposed to our campus and making sure they're aware of what all we offer.
And you don't have to be an alumni, right? Just for anybody, really.
It's for anyone.
And you also, if people are already wondering, you want to make it a yearly tradition, and maybe that will work out. People seem to love outdoor events in the summer.
I think we would love that. This is the first year that we're going to give it a try. With the excitement that we've had already, I feel pretty confident that this might become a yearly thing, but we would still love people to come out, check it out, and let us know what they think. Let us know if this is something they want to see.
And for the details and tickets, basically just remember Wright.edu. It's a fairly long, you know, address with the, you know, mm-hmm. / events, et cetera. But if we can get them, you know, to that main website, they'll find it.
Yep. So if you go to lake.wright.edu, and then if you go to our calendar, the registration link for the event will be right there. Super easy.
All right. So, you know, take a moment, you know, and Smitha, we'll catch up with you because, you know, first we met you. Earlier this year when we did back to school at the Lake Campus, you're director of campus engagement and events. Sounds like a very interesting job. How long have you been at it, and what does your position consist of?
Yeah, so I've been here for about 6 months now. I've got the spring semester under my belt. When I explain my job, I say that I get to do the fun stuff on campus. So the things that just get students involved outside the classroom, getting our community involved as well. So when it comes to my role, one of my goals is to just get our community on campus, whether it's through events like the Wine Festival. We do a lot of education-based events for our students in the community. And also, we're just looking to get some more events on that calendar as well, whether it comes to live entertainment. So I'm really excited to start planning some of those things. But I also just want people to be aware that the Lake Campus is a space for them to host their own events. So if you do come out to the Wine Festival and you're like, oh, this would be a great place to host an XYZ event, you're more than welcome to rent out a space. Just reach out to me.
And the good thing about that is when you think about your location, very easy to find. It's by the water.
Yep.
You know, and obviously the space is big enough, picturesque enough, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we have various spaces, various sizes, and it's a very scenic campus, which helps.
And, you know, for Dylan, you're director, you know, development and alumni relations. And again, how long have you been there and what's your position all about?
So I actually just joined the Lake Campus this spring. And my position, I would say it's also about the fun stuff. It's about the relationships. I get to work with a lot of community partners and companies in the area that utilize Wright State and support Wright State, individuals as well, that really want to see Wright State as a institution and the students succeed. And along with that is our relationships with our alumni. We have a lot of great people, and I'm looking forward to meeting them at this event, but also as we move into the future.
No, and when we think about it, so many great alumni, and they may not think of themselves that way. They figured they went to school years ago, they graduated, they went to work, they've been busy, and this is a way of saying, hey, please remember right where you came from, which I'm sure they do. And share that success with potential students. Like, you can come here and then do great things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we have not forgotten about any of our alumni. We want to share in your successes with you as you go on and tackle your next adventures. So let us know. And if there's an opportunity that you want to be involved with current students mentor speaking opportunities, those are things that we love to connect with.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I don't think I've met too many people who aren't happy to mentor others, you know. Mm-hmm. to say, well, this is what it was like for me, this is what I was able to do with it, and would like you to have, you know, the same success.
Absolutely. And it's those experiences that you have in your life. You have classroom education is so important, but hearing from those who have been out in the field and how they tackle challenges, what they've learned, is so valuable to students.
Outstanding. I would like to thank both of you. And, you know, again, we're certainly, you know, going to utilize our connections to the best of our ability to get you some very wonderful, you know, weather, mm-hmm. you know, for next Friday, so that people can enjoy this fantastic, you know, event. And, you know, and certainly hope you get a big crowd. I think you will. Just for those that, you know, we're wondering, first ever event. Samantha, let's give them those details one more time. Let's remind people what it is and where and how to get involved.
Sure thing. So we look forward to seeing you all at the Lake Campus Wine Festival on Friday, June 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. It's going to be at the Wright State Lake Campus. Tickets are $25 a person for pre-registration, $30 at the door. And that will include 10 tastings, a sampling glass, some snacks and refreshments, as well as entry into raffles and giveaways. And then we will have a designated driver ticket available for $10 a person. That includes all event activities minus the tastings.
Outstanding. Thank you both so much. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you missed any part of this program, I'll have it online momentarily at WCSMRadio.com.